strength of this nation has been.
There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Troy Harmon. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest-running, most respected money show on the radio. I'm here with Ben Crow, who's got all kinds of designations behind his name. He's a CFA designation holder, CFP, and a CPA.
There
CFA's the one that doesn't let you use it as a noun. Everybody else doesn't matter, right?
It's a what is that? I know there's all kind of violations if you say it wrong or it's whatnot.
And that other voice you hear is
that's Charlie.
Charlie Holloway.
Thanks for having
who
me.
Who also has the CFP designation. He's a CDFA too, chartered. You're gonna have
divorce.
To divorce financial analyst.
That's right.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
One letter better than a CFA.
How about that?
Indeed.
Have to pay a premium for that one.
You do.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Well, we've got lots of news this week.
It's been a busy week.
It's been ridiculously busy.
All at once.
And in the meantime, what did the market do? We are down for the week by about 1%, but it felt in the middle of the week like we were just getting clobbered. Of course, before we get too deep into this, we record this show on Thursday, so some of the information is probably not going to be the absolute most complete up-to-date thing. One of the big things we do here is answer your questions. So if you have questions, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at drgene@hensler.com, or you can call us locally at 770-429-9166 or toll free at 1-855-429-9166. We're also available on
Twitter and Facebook and all the
You can find us there. Social media, if you just type in HENSSLER.com. You can get our website as well. So if you have those questions, please send them to us. We'd love to answer them for you on the air.
What's happening in the economy this week? We had some of the normal numbers out, right?
Yes, we did. Yep. ISM, non-manufacturing index, which is a long word for services index, improved less than we'd expected. It is up, but not as much. The indication is between, I guess, 1 in 100 or 1 in 99.
Right.
It moved up to 56 from 55.7. Generally, business activity rose a little bit. New orders also were up between May and June. And one place that seemed a little strange for disappointment was employment. It fell from 55 to 52, and I think probably just based on growth of employment, which...
Well, now there's more and more openings, right? Is that,
there
is
are.
Is that what the... Because we had, what, the jolts? Is that what that measures?
Yeah. The jolts.
Right.
Yeah, the jolts actually is a more complicated measure than that.
Mm-hmm.
It measures how many openings there are, how many hirings there are, and it gets even more granular down to why there are openings and why there are people unemployed. So,
but like you were saying, Charlie, I mean, it looks like it's, you know, some of this is it's getting harder to find people to fill these positions.
Exactly.
What it feels like, right?
Yes. No.
Okay.
That's what the analysts are telling us, that we had 5.3 million job openings, but we are seeing fewer people that are. Electing themselves to sever ties with their companies. Usually it indicates that it's a pretty loose job market, that you can go where you want to. But companies are struggling to fill positions, and you know what that generally tends to do is make them have to pay more for labor.
Yeah, you gotta entice somebody to make the move.
Exactly. So it could be inflationary in the end.
So is it? I mean, is it a educational issue, a training issue? Is it companies just don't want to pay what a lot of the workforce is asking for?
While this measure is pretty granular, it's hard to say exactly what it would be. What usually cures it, though, is higher wages.
Mm-hmm.
So, at some level, I don't know if companies lower their expectations, but they surely will pay a little more if they can't fill the positions that they need to have filled at some point. Mm-hmm. So we also saw international trade, which, you know, with a strong dollar, you wouldn't expect that to go very far in our favor. We had a bit of a contraction as exports fell 0.8%. You know, like I say, not huge news there. Got FOMC minutes this week as
well. Yeah, and that's a little bit interesting. I mean, what was it? What was the outcome last time or initially? You know, it was September. You know, everybody's anxious to pull the trigger and then, you know, start raising rates.
But right, yeah.
Do you think that's a little bit less likely this week, given some of the concern
Absolutely.
We've seen? You know, you're seeing in Greece and whatnot. I know we'll talk about that later, but you know. I mean,
right? Yeah. Well, there's one thing.
Energy prices pull back. You know, I mean, where's the inflation going to come from? I mean, you got the wage pressure. I get it, but
right.
You know, I mean, that's going to show up at some point. But with everything going on in the world, do you think they should be raising rates in September? Given where we are today.
No,
I mean, I don't.
And you can watch the way that certain. Futures trade and get kind of an indication as to where they believe
the probability of a rate increase and what's that now looking like short term?
Yeah, you're getting out to December, if any. And strangely enough, today I was watching some television, and one of the things that they were talking about is some of the Fed governors are out now talking about maybe it'll be mid-16 before we see a rate increase.
Already hedging.
But who knows what's going to happen with any of this?
Well, I mean, they always leave it data dependent, of course, but you know, I mean, yeah.
Right.
They're just waiting. I mean, it feels like they're just waiting for a rate. You know,
but
like,
if things keep growing at the pace they have been, they'll never raise rates.
Well, and
I mean, at some point they're going to do it.
Great point,
well,
Charlie.
That's what
what winds up happening is growth ultimately drives prices higher. It drives inflation, and it's that piece that they really want to keep tamed. They've got a target of 2%. We haven't hit that target.
We can't even come close to it.
Well, we're not there. Yeah, exactly.
So.
And I've said for the last year and a half, until we see inflationary numbers get significantly above that 2% target, I don't really believe we're going to have a new higher interest rate. So the one thing that you haven't heard is this discussion. Over the past week, at least in the news, nobody's talking about inflation or nobody's talking about rate increases for sure, except for when they talk about the Fed. The bigger news is, you know, China's market's declining and, what's going to happen?
Greece, what's going to be the fallout?
It was amazing that one day this week we did get a reprieve from Greece, and it was just a fret over whether or not China's
blowing up,
or the New York Stock Exchange.
We did have that.
Taking a long lunch,
right?
a 3-hour lunch that nobody wants to see,
which makes us feel terrible here at home because it is a local company that owns
that's
the New York Stock Exchange.
Definitely not good news. We got some information, MBA mortgage applications. It looks like it moved higher, in the midst of all this. Ben, it seemed like the market agreed with you. There's not going to be interest rates. In fact, interest rates on mortgages contracted just a little bit.
And I think, and some of that was a flight to quality to the 10-year.
Sure.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, because we've seen yields come down a good bit over the last week.
Right.
So, you know, that always helps out on the mortgage side, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, and the mortgages, this index rose 4.6%, and it was driven really by new purchase activity. So 6.6% of that increase was built in, or a big portion of that was built into the fact that people were out buying new homes. Refis bounced up a little bit, 2.7% increase there. And then we had oil inventories, which...
That was a surprise. I mean, that caught everybody by surprise a little bit, didn't it?
The
increase, because it jumped up pretty significantly.
Yep.
We've seen a drawdown recently, right? Until till this last reading. So
400,000 barrel increase in inventory. Analysts had expected almost 500,000 barrel
drawdown.
Decline.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
you know, they only missed it by a million.
Well, I mean, I think some of that. I mean, you know,
fire that analyst.
Because energy price. So where we've gone from recently from oil getting up to 60, ish a barrel, yep. And then now we're down to what, 52? So I mean, over the last couple of weeks, we've had a significant. I mean, is that mostly? Well, I guess, I mean, you know, it's obviously with inventory build, you know, there's less demand out there currently than expected. Right. But, you know, and some of that is China-related as well, do you think?
Oh, sure.
You know, because you're seeing...
Yeah, and, you know, we can talk about that a lot more later, but, you know, China...
And commodity... I mean, commodities in general have just been getting whacked, so, I mean...
That's
you know,
true. Yep.
So...
Most of them are traded in the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar's
strong,
strong and it drives commodities lower. I don't know... Let's see, guys. We had a few earnings. Earnings season is kicked off. We can just run over the broader view. We've got so far, we've only had 22 of the 500, or the S&P 500, who've reported.
Okay.
Earnings surprise is about 2.38%, and we do have earnings growth about 0.75%. So. Not much really to talk about there. Not many industries or sectors who fleshed out significant earnings reports, but it is higher, and we do see sales growth, at least early in the season, being reported about 6%, which, strangely enough,
that's
went missing last quarter, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, guys, let's take a break here, and we'll come right back and talk about a case study.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.